Good morning, you. 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. We have got the clouds keeping us company, but are you kidding me? December 6th, we're sitting at 32 degrees. I really am okay with that. Well, I've been talking about this, and as promised, we're talking with Sam Hillier, public educator and community engagement coordinator for Prevent Child Abuse North Dakota. There is a pilot program and a big town hall meeting, and that is happening tomorrow here in Wahpeton. Sam is on the phone with me this morning. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming on the show here and agreeing to talk to us here. You have got a kind of a big deal happening tomorrow here in Wahpeton. What can you tell us about the pilot project and the town hall meeting?
Yeah, so we started our Richland County pilot project in March of 2023, so earlier this year. It's a multi-tiered prevention practices that we've been using in Richland County surrounding child sexual abuse prevention. And tomorrow we are doing our big event to kind of wrap up our project. Our town hall meeting will be at the Wahpeton Event Center, which is at 995 21st Avenue North in Wahpeton. Doors open at 5:15, and the event starts at 5:30. We'll have lots of yummy food, and all attendees will get into a drawing to win a $50 Shields gift card. So that can maybe help some people with some Christmas shopping, but it really is going to be a great event. We're really looking forward to some good attendance. We have been working very hard the last month to put this project together, so we're excited to go through some training with everyone that attends, and then of course some findings as well of what we've founded with the project thus far.
Well, Sam, that kind of leads me into my next question. If you can kind of thumbnail it for us, what's going to be presented at the town hall meeting? What are some of the issues and subjects you'll be talking about?
Yeah, so the biggest thing we're going to be doing is a brief overview of child sexual abuse and then some prevention practices. So I will have along with me the director of the Child Sexual Abuse Prevention Task Force in North Dakota, Lindsay Burkhart, and she'll be coming along to talk a little bit more about child sexual abuse prevention, why it's important that we talk about it, and why we need to get this topic out there. And so it'll really be just an awareness event. Attendees will learn more about how to help protect kids in North Dakota, and this is a super important topic. We're very excited to be able to come and share it with all Richland County residents.
Well, definitely some pertinent information. Let me ask you this, Sam, too, and this might not pertain. What about survivors of child sexual abuse? Are they welcome to attend as well?
Absolutely, yes. We structure our events very with as much trauma-informed practices as we can. And so, but yes, survivors, we would love to have them come and be there as well.
All right, Sam, will there be a Q&A with this too? They'll be allowed to ask questions?
Yeah, so our presentation will start around 5:30 and should go for about 60, 75 minutes. And then after that, Lindsay and I will be around to answer any questions that attendees might have.
Fantastic. So again, Sam, the pilot program and town hall meeting, when and where?
Yeah, town hall meeting tomorrow, Thursday, December 7th at the Wahpeton Event Center at 5:30 p.m. Doors open at 5:15.
Sam Hillier, will you promise me that you'll come back and talk to us more here on the morning show? It was great talking with you this morning.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much. I hope to see everyone there.
All right. Sam Hillier, public educator and community engagement coordinator with Prevent Child Abuse North Dakota. And again, town hall meeting, that is tomorrow, going on at the Wahpeton Event Center. It's 8:13. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Sugar cookies, Christmas carols, and great morning radio.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas from Dablo in the Morning Show on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Rolling wheels and shifting gears around that Jersey Turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun.